Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Just before the show began, we were able to visit with Samantha Nugent, 39th Ward Alderman in Chicago, and I was asking her about her idea to make it more difficult for restaurants to put plasticware in your takeaway bags.
Sure. No, this is my ordinance. I introduced it, and I've been very interested in trying to move the needle in the right direction on our waste for some time and do it in a way that could get businesses involved, and thought this could be a good start.
So explain to us how it works.
What it would mean if effectuated is that at takeout and delivery of restaurants, they would simply ask you for single service food items if you'd like them. So for example, if I order a pizza for dinner tonight and call it in, they would say, Sam, do you need paper plates? Do you need cutlery? Do you need grated cheese? And I could say, no thanks, I'm home, I have all that.
Even for condiments. And would this apply, say, for a Patillo's drive-thru, Malnati's Pizza?
So drive-thrus are exempt. What this really is just focusing on right now is just a small group. It's just for takeout and delivery, not for drive-thrus, not for airports, because there is an expectation when you're in the car at a drive-thru right now that you're probably going to need the utensils if you order a salad in a drive-thru or a bowl of soup. And at the airports right now, most of us don't bring cutlery with us. We're going to travel somewhere else. It's definitely things we could look at down the road, but for right now, it's a bit smaller.
Did this have any relationship to the pandemic, or was this just something you've been thinking about all along?
A little bit of both. You know, I've always been thinking about it, but with the pandemic, plastic waste has really been at an all-time high, and delivery has really been the modality, right, for how people have been getting food through the pandemic. And it seems like every time we're ordering something, at least for me, I'm getting a bag half full of things like plastic utensils and condiments and napkins. And, that one drawer in my kitchen is now overflowing, and I thought there could be a better way. And if we move this ordinance today, which I'm, cautiously optimistic, we can do a couple things, right? We can encourage really good behavior. We can save the restaurateurs some money, and hopefully we can reduce our footprint and reduce some waste here.
What do you think about just encouraging people and businesses to do this rather than mandating it?
It's a good point. The truth is that there really isn't a penal. There's no penalties as written. I thought this was important enough to make it an ordinance and codify into law, and that's why we did that. This has been done in partnership with the Restaurant Association. This is something that they're okay with because it can save them money. It'll encourage good behavior and it'll reduce waste.
Well, now that you mention it, yeah, they would be the beneficiaries in a way, even if occasionally a customer might be frustrated that, I don't have a fork or a napkin here, and maybe they did want one and forgot to ask.
Well, yeah, in this case, if enacted, the restaurateurs are actually asking the customer, do you need, they'd be asking you, do you need a fork or do you need...
Oh, right, yeah. Mm-hmm. I must say, I'm an advocate of this. I want you to go after the drive-thrus as well. I think the amount of garbage they throw into those bags indiscriminately, I know they're running a business and they're trying to move customers through, but you're right, we all have that drawer or a garbage mm-hmm. can that just fills with those things, and I get frustrated by that. I call businesses out on the air, and yet this is such a Chicago City Council approach to it. It is almost as if to say, we know better than you. We're going to almost mommy state your better behavior because we think this is better behavior.
I think we've seen after the unfortunate weather patterns over the past year that climate change is for real, and we do have to do some things to reduce our footprint. What I was trying to do is work on something that could create meaningful change. That would happen in a way that wouldn't put a ton of unfunded mandates on businesses and do it in partnership with them. And I think when we do things like that, that actually can get results, encourage good behavior, and not cost people tons of money, they see the benefit of it, and it'll hopefully encourage all of us to make more substantial changes down the road.
Yeah, I want you to go after the drive-thrus, too. I mean, heck, if we're in for a dime, let's go in for a dozen, or however that saying goes. There's plenty of other waste out there, Alderman.
I agree, but let's get me through today. Let's crawl, walk, run. I can assure you that this is something I care very much about and feel very strongly about, but I want to get the needle moving in the right direction, and I think this is a really good first step.
Do you have an opinion about the mayor's thought of suing gang members for monetary damages when they commit crimes?
I was reading through the ordinance earlier this morning, and I think there could be some merit to this. All of our communities are suffering right now because of gangs. And I've had a lot of gang activity in my own ward and multiple gang members being charged with unlawful use of a weapon. I think we have to look at all the ways we can discourage gangs from doing what they're doing right now. And so I have to spend a little more time reviewing that ordinance. But if it's a good one, I'm going to get behind it because we have to do something.
It makes it sound like the city is desperate for something. One wonders, what assets do these people have and how much of a deterrent, say, the threat of losing them would be to some 17-year-old with a gun?
Well, I mean, any deterrent is good for me. I mean, I've had a lot of gang activity in my community, and as I just mentioned, I have folks being charged with unlawful use of a weapon, and they're coming back home. If we could potentially have some other charges that could deter them from continuing in this lifestyle and this behavior, so be it. I mean, I try to offer all the things, right? Whether it's getting folks arrested or offering wraparound services or trying to get violence interrupters. But my community is saying they've had enough. And if this is something that can help curb this, then so be it.
No panacea, but just another tool in the box, huh?
Yeah.
Do you have any criticism for the way these cases are being prosecuted? Perhaps the problem isn't on this end, but on the other end. After they're caught, they're released, or the penalties aren't severe enough.
Well, I think it's infuriating and insulting to the officers in my ward in the 16th and 17th district who make great arrests, and then folks are home on unlawful use of weapons charges the very next morning. That gives me great pause. I think, there's a very big difference between stealing a loaf of bread because you can't feed your kids. I don't think that type of person needs to spend months in county, but I think when you're pulled up on multiple weapons charges, you shouldn't just be at home.
And where does that fall? Who's dropping the ball on that?
Well, it's probably a much longer conversation than we have today, but clearly there's, I think we have some big issues that we need to deal with respect to how we're prosecuting at the state's attorney's office, of course.
Alderman Samantha Nugent from the 39th Ward, we had a chance to talk to her before the show today. She couldn't join us live. Sorry, it was a little distorted there, but I think that was pretty interesting information. And yeah, Kim Fox, we called her too. I think it's too easy to always blame everything on Kim Fox, but the alderman did mention her.